let's go to the movies. I wanted to just bring to your attention the Ken Burn documentary. Ken and Burn and Lynn Novak made a documentary about the architect Frank Lloyd Wright. Wright was, if you're not familiar with his work, was arguably one of the great architects of America. Very unique, difficult personality. And one of the things I love about Wright's work is that he did a great deal, with small, affordable spaces, small homes. One of his styles was called the Prairie Style, and with real focus on alignment with the natural environment, use of the sun and the space, but very much focused on very functional, small, and more affordable spaces, but unbelievably beautiful. And it shows an example of many examples of what absolutely intelligent design can do to make a home absolutely beautiful, even though it's very modest. And it's not unlike much of the tiny home movement, which I find very inspiring. I think beauty is so important for our survival. The manner and nature of our space is critical to our field, our health, our mind. And I, for one, am one of those people who would much prefer a tiny home that was very, very beautiful and well-designed to something quite big. And I've lived in both. And I think great design is absolutely essential. So I encourage you to watch that documentary because I think it will inspire you. There are several others, including ones that show you many more. This one is more focused on Wright's life. And there are many more that are focused, really take you through many more homes, and so you can sort of tour around the country and see them. Okay, so let me check and see if any questions have come in. Yes, my niece just bought a house and is scheduled to close tomorrow. However, it's a HUD property, and the titleist company is making excuses for delay. Why? Good question. I don't know. I do know the subscriber, so feel free to email me directly, and I'll send you an email. That would make me a little nervous. I would want to dig in and find out what the story is. Again, what we've seen with properties coming out of foreclosure, and if it's a HUD property, I'm assuming it's gone through the foreclosure process, we're seeing a failure to disclose the things that ethically and legally you should disclose to a buyer about the property. And so this one would make me a little bit nervous. The other thing you want to make sure and check on is we've seen changes by the FDIC saying that when they resell a property coming through their system, they're going to hold back the water and other mineral rights, and you're buying the property, but you're not buying the rights to the water and the minerals on your property, and you need to be very clear about what the fee title is you're buying. So with any government sale, I would be exceptionally careful, and I will email you separately.